Manchester Area Coordinator for the charity Children's Hospital Pyjamas, Julie Bell, joins me now. Julie, a very good morning to you.
Morning, Sarah.
Can you tell us a bit about the charity?
So Children's Hospital Pyjamas started in November 2010 when the founder's daughter, the founder's called Charmaine, she lives in Croydon, she was an inpatient in hospital and she received a brand new scooter which had been gifted to the hospital from another family of a poorly child. Our founder decided she too needed to give back, and when they were released from the hospital, she asked friends and family to donate new toys so she could gift them to her local hospital. After 3 years of doing that, she decided to change to pyjamas. They were greatly needed as well and more practical, and a lot of children are admitted to hospital through A&E or through social services with nothing. So that's how the Children's Hospital Pyjamas came to be. That was 11 years ago and we're still going strong and actually growing year by year. So we have representation in Manchester this year, which is fantastic. So we're supporting Tameside General Hospital, Stepping Hill, Manchester Royal Infirmary, Royal Manchester Children's Hospital and Ronald McDonald House in Manchester.
Brilliant. And you've got so much local support as well. Local MP Andrew Gwynn is supporting the campaign, Greater Manchester Police. And I love on social media that you use the phrase spreading love through comfort. Every year you launch an appeal before Christmas as well. What is the mission of your appeal this year?
Last year we collected 12,000 pairs of pyjamas, which was amazing, mainly through public support, just donations from the general public, obviously local companies as well, local organisations. Our mission this year is to collect even more pyjamas. We have local collection points everywhere across the UK that's being represented, and we have dedicated Amazon wish lists, which people can find if they visit the Children's Hospital Pyjamas website. Just type in your postcode, you can find how to donate on there and just click on the Amazon wishlist links, and you'll go straight to Amazon where you can purchase a pair of pyjamas and those will be delivered directly to your local area for your local hospitals.
And it goes through the whole of the year, doesn't it? It's not just for Christmas. You are asking people to get involved and help support the charity all year round.
Absolutely, because obviously we collect the pyjamas for hospitals. We also donate to hospices, women's refuges and occasionally food banks across the UK. So we obviously promise a certain amount to the hospitals, which they're very grateful for. They add great value to the patients there, helping to make the children feel a little bit better, a little bit more normal, and obviously spreading love through comfort. We ask people not to donate Christmas pyjamas or fleecy pyjamas because the wards do get hot.
And are there any other things that people should look for, particular age groups with sizes and things like that? What exactly do you need from us all to help support the charity?
We collect pyjamas from newborn up to age 18, so for obviously boys and girls. The adult sizes, the men's go up to large, the ladies 14 to 16. Obviously your area will need, you know, particular things from you, which you will find on the Amazon wish list, but really, you know, any in that age group would be fantastic.
So for anybody who'd like to get involved and help support the appeal this year, also throughout the year, how best for people to get in contact with you?
Through the website, the Children's Hospital Pyjamas website, there's lots of information on there. You can donate directly on there. You don't have to buy the pair of pyjamas. You can donate, you know, money if you wish. There are a lot of people that can't afford pyjamas. So, you know, every little bit helps. The public support we've had this year is absolutely amazing. We do have people who are not volunteers that are collecting for us in different areas. We have churches, local shops acting as collection points, and people are, you know, just dropping pyjamas off through them. So there's many ways that you can donate this year.
Are the collection points here in Tameside on the website as well?
They are. So there's Blooms and Balloons, the card shop in Horton Green, Denton, and there's St Anne's Church in Ashton. Or there's always somebody who can collect from you if you are isolating or stuck in at the moment through lockdown. Just let us know and we'll come and collect them from you or whatever you need us to do.
Julie Bell, Manchester Area Coordinator for the charity Children's Hospital Pyjamas. Thanks so much again for joining me here on Tameside Radio.
Thank you, Sarah, for inviting me, and thank you to everybody who's supporting the charity this year. We couldn't do it without you.